So if you're not comfortable having a con opinion at the table, that's going to result in some difficulty down the road. I think we can, with the right makeup and the right commitment, like you said, the guys got to be out campaigning for it. We can't be the cheerleaders 100%.
Right.
So with the right makeup, I'm open to listen.
I think there's a component that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the Village of Dalton.
Yeah.
You know, they're part of this. They're along for the ride as well. They need to have input on this too as well. You know, do they have a strong feeling one way or another? Does the village feel that us running the whole thing is a good idea right now? They know a better pulse in that village, and would the village residents respect that or not? And if they say our village residents wouldn't respect the township running our levy in here, well, we have our answer. If they say yes, we would love to have that happen again. This is a baby step while we continue to talk for the next year or two on how a more permanent resolution may be. I think that's something else to respect is there's what, six people on council? If there's six people on our team to pass it, that's another yes for us.
I know there was some pushback prior administrations to the road and bridge tax passing in the village. And so, yeah, I think it's necessary to have the village's input.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that reminded me, I think the village is also talking about doing some type of a study on the current contract agreements. And so by taking a bridge approach to this, that gives the village an opportunity to finish their analysis and determine what they're doing next, as well as for the grassroots efforts of the Vision Committee to take us a little further. And it gets us that answer of, is it the right thing to lump it all together or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we could bottle the energy that was part of that Vision Committee the other evening and just, I don't feel like we were sitting in a room full of yes people. It was just, everybody was rallying around this idea of, yeah, we want to do this right, we want to get it done. I like the idea of division and township. So I hope that Vision Committee maybe could meet again and, you know, continue this discussion. And
you'd be able to take in the options of what we're looking at doing and be able to get a more definitive answer.
Yeah.
I think that would be very good to hear. Or our whole board's with her. I'm open to anything to hear what they got. I think in the future we're going to have to meet with council anyway to talk over annexation. There would be a time to be able to talk openly if that's a ability to make that happen. So I don't want us to be the three guys making the sole decision on this, because if we're the sole three guys, you're always going to have someone on one side or the other who's going to be upset with you. The more people we include, or bigger our team is, the better success we have. Yeah. Better chance, I should say.
And I think, too, it'd be nice to see East Wayne out front leading a little bit more, and then we can come in and jointly support their action.
Well, we still have on two hands.
Right.
Something that we'll have to be doing here. And
mm-hmm.
We basically would have next month's meeting. If we were going to move forward, let's say with this bridge type of idea,
were we to
do two separate areas, we still have to create, right? We still have to create those areas.
Yep.
Although if we make a decision that we want to do that, that gives them time before August, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do that, or I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to the auditor the other day, and she's, instead of trying to figure out what one mill does, she's like, just tell the fire departments what they need from their area, and then she'll assign the millage, and if you want to give them one chance to round it one way or another, give them that chance. That way her office isn't going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth,
right,
and wasting time. If she knows what they need, she can figure out, she can do the math and figure out what that's going to equivalent to in millage, and then be able to assign, you know, it's $30 per 100,000 of market value, whatever that may be. And I think that's a wiser use of our county resources by telling her what our fire departments are looking at, then versus trying to do the think a windmill does this, and then they try to figure out, well, we want 3.2, and then they come back and find out, well, we're 60,000 short because we didn't estimate quite right. So I think just give us the lump sum, we'll send it to the county auditor for her to make that a final assumption.
Yeah, I do want to take though the comment that was made, I think, I don't know if it was Tom or Phil that made it at our meeting, that, you know, if we tell you something and you come back with this amount, I want to be sensitive to that.
Well, they tell us what they need, it'll come back as a millage, and it'll be up to them if they like what the millage comes back at. It's all solely on them.
I guess I wasn't clear if they were coming back with a dollar amount or what they thought a millage would, if they were doing that math.
Yeah, I don't know that they've done that math.
Okay.
No, I think they come back with, I'm just say XYZ and then just put a figure to it. They say 130,000 is our, that's what we need to move forward the way we want to move forward.
Okay.
We send $130,000 up there. JAR knows what the district is because we've already established the districts because they're already there in the GIS. And she comes back and says, this is X millage, do you like it? And if it's like to 100th or something like that, they have, let them have the options round up or round down as they see fit.
Yeah. Yeah, of course we'll add in the Orville and fees, et cetera.
Right.
So there'll be some padding there.
If what millage they draw over here brings in enough for Orville over there, we're okay.
Yeah. So we've really got two things in front of us, I think. One is splitting into at least two fire districts.
Yes.
And if we go with a 1 year levy going forward, I'd be okay with doing just two. And then that gives us an opportunity for voters to say yes or no. And I think the three of us need to be looking at precinct by precinct results to understand what's going on there.
But would you guys agree? I don't know. Maybe this is not true. I think, like, how do we get here? Like, how do we get up to? But I think two things factor into that. One is we spent a lot of time and energy in the settlement. And two, the pandemic has really kind of slowed things down. Maybe I'm wrong. But could we have done this any? In hindsight, 2020. Could we have been any more out in front of this? I'm not, you know, the vision committee was going to meet months ago. You know, we would have started this process, but that got delayed because people couldn't get together. And I guess I don't.
No, the settlement had to happen.
Yeah.
That had to happen before any talks could even talk about anything for funding and whatnot. So
there was a lot of things that we put on hold because we didn't know what was going to happen, if there was going to be a settlement or if we were going to be.
Right.
Back in limbo, back in court, or having to pay out funds twice because they've already been paid out and now they're uncollectible, etc. I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty on the prior board.
Because if I'm right, I mean, had the lawsuit not been settled, it would have been very difficult to have this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't have this conversation.
Yeah.
Not one bit. So, I think precinct by precinct will have to be kind of careful because your northern precinct, number two, Kittering's number one. Number one has quite a bit of a population front that's covered by East Wayne that comes into Kittering. So that can skew things, along with some of Kittering's coverage area goes to precinct number two. So, yeah. I think the big thing to take away, you know, from your vision committee meeting is people were starting to work together. And I think it's a lot of the respect of, if you live in the Kittering area, you work for the, you know, the Kittering levy and help forming that and how to move forward with that. If you live in the northern part, you work towards making sure there's something feasible and usable for the north. And neighbors don't worry about neighbors. You know, there should be no reason why a northern resident is down in Kittering saying, your levy's not enough, you shouldn't be doing it, or they're doing this the wrong way. Vice versa, there shouldn't be southern residents who are worried about the northern residents and saying, you shouldn't be paying this much or whatever. I think there's got to be respect that this is the northern Dalton community voting on how they want to proceed, and this is the southern community on how they want to proceed. And there's got to be a little bit of a divide there where you worry about where you live at and not about your neighbor across the, in this case, the railroad track.
Yeah, right.
It really is a railroad track.
So So, yeah, I think we have that in front of us, and to me, we could probably move forward with creating the two tax districts tonight without any question. Now, the second thing that's in front of us is, what's the number?
Yeah.
And is it, and to John's point of taking a step at a time, is it the same number in both districts at this time for a one-year deal? Rather than trying to do two things at once.
And this is the second week. I'm looking at my calendar.
Yeah.
When did Kieran say they had a meeting? Is it this week? Is it tonight?
It's like the 20th. 19th or 20th, I think, is what I heard.
Sounds right.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So I think hearing back from East Wayne and Kieran, I think, would be a big help. Dennis, when's your guys' meeting? It's the third Monday?
This coming Monday.
Third Monday. Is there any way that we can, is there a direction we can give or ask Village Council via the mayor here so he can, could you put that on your agenda to, as a, if we have a question, we haven't discussed it here yet, to give the village so they can start pondering what this thing is too before we get too far deep in this thing?
Well, I think they've got to complete their three readings of the resolution to have additional funding from the village to East Wayne to make this thing fly.
Well, that's only if East Wayne puts a levy on, that would be true. If the township runs a levy, then that's null and void.
Yeah, well.
That reading is bald.
We still get a 72.
So,
okay, yeah.
So it's not a decision for us. That's the village decision. Yeah. So that's not anything for us to worry about. The bigger question is, does the village council want to see the township run it as it was the one mill levy and through the village as well? Do they want to see their own fire district run it? What does the village council, what's their two cents on it? Because they have a pulse for what's going on in the north, or their village, I should say.
But if we're going to do this bridge thing idea, then I think those discussions can continue to happen as we move forward. Because the other thing we have to decide is if we're gonna go that route, you know, if Kinder comes back to us and says, well, here's what we need, are we going to say okay to that, or are we gonna say, you know what, that's what we want to know moving forward, but we've decided we're having a little trouble deciding with enough time to put this together the right way, and we're moving toward just doing, you know, two, but the same or minimum amounts of some sort, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, what they need is what they need.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't.
I would rather hear back from them,
yeah,
get that number,
get it,
in Orville, you know,
yeah.
do some, have some rationale, and come up with a number, and I'm just going to stab at it's a 1.5.
Yeah.
And then look at a 1.5 over here.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, we're going to get so much pushback on that, having that low. If residents up north want to have staffing, if the village wants to have staffing, it's going to be a big snub at the nose for township residents to be paying that considerably amount less.
Well,
and that's going to create division between township residents and village residents. Is that what we're looking for?
I think more of the pushback that I expect would be from the East Wayne Fire District.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, between a northern township resident and a village resident, if we say, well, we're going to try to play it safe this time and only do a 1.5, we're not putting it on near enough to make staffing even remote possible. The sole responsibility, a majority of the responsibility for that would become the village residents. So that's going to drive a wedge between village residents and township, because they're paying the bill for staffing, we're just reaping the benefit of it. That's the problem with creating a northern district that's unincorporated separate from the village.
A 1.5 would raise approximately, with 72 from the village, 201,000. in that fire district, including the village.
And then is there $72,000 on top of that?
No, that's including.
That's the village.
Got
yeah.
it.
Okay.
You say 1.5.
Yeah, that's one of the.
I don't think 2 is close on that.
I think that's the limiting, one of the limiting factors in this proposal is that this northern territory, there's a lot of farm ground, there's not a lot of commercial property, there's not a lot of business, it is mostly residential and ag. So its property value is different than across tracks where there's different circumstances. So
that map, that tax map we had, actually commercial was, they're fairly, the northern part is a little bit smaller than the southern part, but when you look at how the things were put out there, there was commercial out there, residential, and then as long as churches and stuff like that that are tax exempt, they were pretty much speckled equally throughout the whole district.
I mean, commercial property is like Dalton RV and Business Storage, Dollar General.
Wayne Dalton.
And his Hearst machine.
That should be village.
Is that village?
Mm-hmm.
Is there still a Nice Body in town or not?
No, Nice Body would be township.
Yeah.
Little businesses along Route 30, that'd be
Twisted
township.
Piston. Twisted Piston, I think, is
township.
I don't know what their dollar in revenue is, but
All those are townships. So we do have commercial up here in the northern part. Like I said, I think the pushback comes back of, we create a wedge because village residents are paying more than township. That is a real possibility with 2 different types of levies.
And you mean when you say 2 different types of levies, you're talking about the south and the north?
Or north and the village. North and the fire district.
Got it. But I don't think we're talking about that, are we?
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, 1.5 across the whole, including the village, raises 201,000 with 72 from the village.
Yeah, about 210 would be divided amongst the southern district too, right?
No. That is just the northern.
Because it's 116 unincorporated only, and your number was 71, right? That you had kind of came up with for a 1 mil levy for Kivrin in your email here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I've got.
That was 71, so it's the difference between 116 and 71. And 1.5 wouldn't create 210. It would be 210 if you did the whole township.
Like right now, if we did a 1 mil in the township, whole thing unincorporated, we'd get $121,500 out of that. And
ballpark.
And when you look at Jared's numbers of how she determined Kidron's share back in 2013, then yeah, Kidron would be out of that 121, Kidron would be 76. Then you've got Orville factor in there. And so out of that 121, really the village and the northern tier are just about equivalent at $42,000 to $43,000 in property value.
Yeah. So yeah, 1.5 mil would not get you close to 210. You're at 49,000 if you take the 71 for Kidron out. So 1.5.
1.5 in the village and the northern.
Oh, you're including the village.
Would be 127.5-ish, plus than 72.
Because you're still including the village. I keep thinking you're excluding the village. So. I think the big key here is that we don't have the village included in this discussion. So I think let's move this question on to them on how they feel. Do they want their district to run the tax levy, or do they want the township run the tax levy? I think that's a question we need to ask them instead of us making a decision on which decision we're gonna, or let me take it back to clear this up, because there's so many things on the table right now. We should be asking the village, option A, township runs the levy for the northern district completely, that includes the village of Dalton. Is that what you'd like to see? Option 2 would be the township runs a levy for the northern part of the unincorporated area. The fire district would take care of the village of Dalton and the village of Marshallville.
Yep.
Which one would the village of Dalton lean more towards supporting? Because that's really our only 2 options. Either they're part of the township or they're not part of the township.
Yep.
That's really the only yes and no question that we have. and then go with some of their feedback as what the village wants to do with this. I mean, that's, they really do need asked. If they're going to be taxed, we should have their input.
And I would ask them, in order for us to get this right once and for all, would you be opposed or would you favor if we did a single millage across the entire township that would include you, and you know, that would get us to that point? Because again, we feel a little bit crunched for time here to do this exactly right. And
say that one more time.
For 1 year.
I'm trying.
1 year. I have no idea what I said.
So, question was, include the village.
Because my head's spinning too.
Yeah, question one for a village would be include the village. Question two is exclude the village.
Millage across.
One millage.
In both. 1 year.
For 1 year.
Yeah.
So you're saying, do they like the idea of a 1 year unify or similar millage, same millage across township and village?
I would just ask them if that is something that they would, do we word it this way? Is that something that they would oppose? Us, you know, doing a 1 year uniform millage while we continue to work through the idea of what's the right numbers here? What are the right numbers
okay.
for everyone?
Uniform for the northern part or for the whole township?
For the whole township.
Whole township.
You have representatives here. I don't know if you guys want to spend the most time to speak on motion on the table. So give you input.
I'm going to leave that up to you, John.
I'm not opposed to hearing input.
Okay, let's suspend the rules. Let's open it up for discussion. Let's do this formally. I make a motion to open the floor to have free conversation with East Wayne Representative and Mayor Finley. Do I have a second for that?
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of allowing members to talk from the community, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Blake, Mr. Finley, input, please.
I just wanted to help throw up the question. So the question one is, what's on the table tonight for discussion is two things: several tax levies, several tax districts, and then a millage amount, as you said. We're not ready to discuss the millage amount because the levy separation or the district separation, I think, is first and foremost, it has to be decided in order to allow that conversation. So my opinion from East Wayne is that I would like to see it included two districts, Southern and Northern, call it Kidder, Fire Tax District, and Downland Tax District, that included the village of Downland. That's just Blake Nussbaum speaking. That is the direction from the vision committee that I received from that Thursday, and I think everybody was in favor of, because one, it allowed less conflict amongst the communities, like you guys touched on, and two, that it provided that structure for me and the board to give you that amount. So that's what I'm on. I'm just waiting for the outcome of this so we can move forward with an exact structure of income and revenue that I can base a millage. Right? So that, I don't want to get too hung up on what the millage is, whether it's 0.5 or 3 or 10. I just need to know what the structure is so that we can then give you that amount. So to me, that's the most important thing tonight, so we don't get hung up in months of, hey, what are you doing, what are you doing? I need to know that answer to move forward.
Thank you.
Mayor Finley.
During the vision meeting, it was very nice because it was one of the very first meetings I went to where everyone was unified, and it didn't matter what community you were from, everyone was ready to move forward. And so even to the talk of putting together levy signs, and the levy signs were going to say the same thing, the same signs for the northern, the same signs for the southern. It's going to be support your local fire department. And so with everyone working together to build up both communities on both sides of the tracks. As far as, you know, whether or not the village should be incorporated or be a part of the levy. To be completely honest with you, regardless of what ends up happening, there's going to end up being three levies eventually. It's going to be the southern, whether it's the northern, including the village of Dalton, and then Marshallville is going to have to do the same thing. One of the potential advantages of doing things with Sugar Creek Township is reunifying our community. So I see that as an advantage. I see at the same time, I see in Bachman, they're going to have to do some things to heal their community and to move forward with stuff. And they're going through the same growing pains that we went through. So it's really weird because it'll work regardless of how it plays out. We'll make it happen.
You get a feel from your board of a direction at all, as far as has there been any discussion or chatter about levies and, you know, what the township is doing? Are they curious what we're doing, or are they pretty much focused on what's going on in the village?
Right now, we haven't discussed what's going on as far as a levy from your standpoint. I just know that they want something to move forward. What it looks like isn't really as important as to the outcome and moving forward together as a group. And whatever we do up there, in one way, shape, or form, is going to have something to do with Sugar Creek Township. How that looks, how that plays out, we don't know. Than anyone on our side that comes with a preconceived notion it should be a certain way, all we're gonna do is set us up for failure. So we need to do whatever is in the best interest where both entities can move forward.
I don't think anybody makes this decision but us. I mean,
ultimately,
I'm not interested in standing behind somebody and they make a decision and then, oh, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go with a 1 year proposal of let's make this northern fire tax district, including the village, and let's hear from the people. We can sit around and chew the fat all night long and do it for the next 7 weeks and miss our deadline, and we still won't be. We need to hear from voters.
I agree with you on that.
And I'm hoping that it passes, to Dennis's point, I'm hoping that it passes with a broad majority through all three precincts that are going to be represented in the northern district. If we see two township precincts that push back, then the three of us have got to address that. But we have a year to do it.
And I'm trying to think, like, where would opposition come from for doing this?
And for us to see it and act to it, it's got to be above a 30% of voters say no, or you know.
Oh, sure.
To me,
yeah.
If it's below 30,
yeah.
There's always 30% of the people that will disagree with anything.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Marshallville has already agreed to put a matching levy on the ballot to whatever we do. So it won't be an issue. There'll be the same money revenue generated. It all just depends on what entity collects the money and distributes the money.
Well, they're going to have to get going too then.
Yeah,
right. I guess we did have this conversation with East Wayne and Kieran, and we were letting it up to be them. And tonight we're now saying, no, we're going to change how things are done.
No.
Just for 1 year. We're just going to change that. We're going to assign the millage and we're going to move forward. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes, just do a random two. I don't feel like what we're talking about is changing what gets done. Again, I go back to there was interest in the question was posed to me. Do you guys have enough time to get this done? That was posed to me. I don't know. Let me go back and talk to my colleagues and link them across the yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a you better get this done.
No, it wasn't you better get this done. Yeah. The question was, do you have time? And we found out, yes, we have the time.
Right. Well, we do if the three of us can. can come to a consensus of, you know, how to do that with, you're right, it's our decision. I just want to make sure there's no landmine there.
Right, right, yes.
with the village. But I don't feel like if I can support the idea of these two districts. That does not go against anything we talked about at that meeting. We are not sitting here tonight saying what the millage will be. We told Kidron that we would like their input as far as what they thought could go there. The thing that we are backing away from somewhat is that there was a discussion of Kidron's kind of going to give us their input, East Wind's going to give us their input, and we're going to try to do that, and we hope they're not too far apart. So if there's anything that goes a little bit contrary to what that vision committee meeting said, it's that.
Right.
That we're talking about doing kind of the same amount for a year.
Yeah.
And that was the comment that was made by there. It was like, years back, we showed up expecting to be able to have a discussion, and we were told, nope, this is how it's going to be. That comment was already made by Kidron. So if we change that, no, we're kind of changing our idea, there's going to be some pushback.
Well,
because we were saying we wanted to know what they needed, along with East Wayne, and what they needed to move forward.
If we moved forward tonight, though, with creating two separate areas,
mm-hmm.
and because I think we do have a consensus on that.
Yeah.
And
we're
then
unite on that front.
Yep. And not make a decision on the millage. We wait for input from Kidron.
Yeah.
We may have to have a special meeting. And
yes.
We have to have a special meeting. That by the June meeting, we could then fill in the blank of what the millage is. And I would be happy to take all of this back to another vision committee meeting and, you know, present this, and hopefully we don't have a lot of opposition to this idea. Again, I just can't imagine that we would, because I heard that in that meeting. If you guys need more time, even if you had to do a temporary type of thing to get us there, that it seemed like to them it was worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
COVID-19 has really thrown a wrench, and I'm not going to deny that one bit. Not being out of discussion since March has been a real hindrance. I'm fine with that. But I want to make sure this group, the fire departments, the village, we're all fairly close. We're all in somewhat of an agreement moving forward. If village doesn't like the idea, it's doomed. If this vision committee says, you guys aren't listening to us, we're doomed. If either the fire departments say, you're not listening to us, we're doomed. It's got to be across the board, everyone's going to have to make give and take to make this thing work. There's no way of getting around it. No one's going to get exactly what they want out of this whole mess to have the perfect end-all to be-alls for Sugar Creek Township. We're all going to have to kind of give and take to make things work. And as long as we all have that idea, that's fine. I just don't want to lose track of that group, the village, and the fire departments as we're sitting here talking tonight. I don't want to lose their support, because if we start changing too many things, other than, yeah, we are in agreement, separate districts, a great idea.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose as far as millage. If Kidron comes back and says we needed XYZ amount and it turns into be 2.7 mils is what they needed, I'm hypothetically throwing out people in video or tape land, I'm just hypothetical. That if we came, nope, we're only going to do 2 mil, it's history repeating itself, and history didn't go well last time. So that's the reason I want to stay away from us generically assigning millage rates.
Yeah.
Or differences, or not differences. I think we have to have partners hand in hand with us moving forward.
I think
we pass a resolution tonight creating the two districts, and I think we can do that. I think Blake needs that in order to continue his thing, and then our next meeting we can have input from East Wayne and from Kidron, and we can start to see, okay, now we have to.
Yeah.
Rationalize, is it going to be, how's it going to look?
Yeah. I think I would start, if we can do that tonight, I think I would start talking to people tomorrow that again, we feel like we need more time to get this right,
yep,
and more input from all the parties, and so we're moving toward a 1 year. We're moving toward. I wouldn't say we've decided that.
Right.
And try to get a feel, okay, for what people are saying about that. But you're right, John. I mean, what you pointed out as far as we have to do it again, you know, a year, in another year from now. And,
well, not even a year. The election happens over and you're right back in at it again.
Right, yeah.
To try to get something on for
a year from
May.
Because, yeah,
we wouldn't be in primary, so it'd be a May election, if I remember right.
Yeah, the primary election in 2021 would be in, I don't know.
March or May.
I thought it was May. I thought March because it's a presidential primary. That's the reason it was March.
I don't know if they just do that in presidential years or not.
We'll have to check.
But the good thing is, in a year, we will know the results of that election. And so we'll have data that we don't have today in terms of,
mm-hmm,
do we have the public
support? Yeah.
Well, we certainly have the public's best interest in mind, but do we have their support? And yeah, that's
okay. So we want to move forward with two districts. I think we can, I think a motion to have the auditor establish that, I think, would be more appropriate than the resolution, because I think she needs to do, like, okay, hey, by the way, you want to do this? Okay, and then comes back and shows us the actual districts formed out, and then we can make a resolution once she's done a final draw up.
To accept them?
Yes. Motion is that so she knows that our board's unanimous and moving forward with this. The resolution will happen once we've reviewed what she's drawn up.
I know a lot of times WCPO requires a resolution of the board so that you've got that piece of paper rather than just the minutes. A motion is only captured in the minutes. A resolution has its own document. So that I would lean more towards a resolution, just so I could be carrying around a piece of paper that says this is what the three trustees have agreed to do.
Okay.
Okay,
and the definition of it, of the Northern District, will be?
I like how you said it at our last meeting, which was the boundary of the 911 response,
okay,
area. I think we need to mimic that precisely, because that's parcel by parcel.
Yeah, the GIS had a showing for,
yes,
who has that. So we're establishing township-wide, incorporated, unincorporated, because that's the Northern District, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Incorporated and unincorporated.
Dennis, when I say you're no qualms on this, this isn't a big bomb that's going to hit.
I can't predict what council will ever do, but I know that people are just looking forward to just moving forward, to be honest with you.
I think the township's looking for leadership.
Yep. Well, I just don't want to make this resolution to include the village, and all of a sudden we hear back from village council, so that's what I just want to make sure of. If you feel...
Because we're meeting on Monday, so we can have...
So we can amend our resolution if need be, so we're going to make a resolution, man. And this is going to be what, number two?
Yes.
2020-5-12-02. A resolution creating the fire districts. So let's start with the southern one. And that's going to be using the 911 GIS map that the auditor has available to her. And then we'll do a northern district, including the village of Dalton. That, again, that'll follow those 911 districts. And we're good with Orville?
I think Kidron had an understanding of that,
yeah,
in the last meeting.
But has anyone approached Orville about that as well?
No.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
Let's just we'll make it move forward, and if we have to amend it, we can amend it.
If they don't want to cover that area,
then Kidron takes it over then.
Yeah, and we're still collecting the revenue.
Right.
Yeah, so we made a resolution, we have a number, we're going to establish that we're using, so really we need to put the Orville lines in with Kidron.
Yeah.
We were hoping to let them make the name.
I don't think we name them tonight.
No.
Okay. to be named in the future time date. That sounds good.
Right now they're defined by territory.
They're defined by not what?
GIS or 911.
Yes, the 911 response area. I'm just trying to figure out how we want to word it with Oroville, because they're their own response district, but we're potentially throwing that into the Southern Fire District, the Kittering Township Fire, at whatever part we throw it into. I know, Anita, this does, we're rambling on about how we want to do things, and you're trying to take this thing up.
Your chair before somebody seconds. Yeah.
How do we want to deal with Oroville in this resolution?
Well, I think we just incorporate that.
To incorporate the
response area into this southern territory.
I'm good with that. Whenever you get done with it, can you read it back and give us a second to pause and make sure we didn't forget anything?
Can you say what you're doing with Oroville again?
Yeah. This southern fire district will include the 911 GIS zones of the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department. Mm-hmm. And
wait, quick, back stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Back again. The southern fire district will include the 911 GIS area?
Zones.
GIS zone?
Is that the
I think zone or, yeah, map.
Map.
GIS map?
Yeah.
Okay, the Southern Fire District will include the 911 GIS map.
For the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department response area, as well as City of Oroville Fire District response area.
Yep.
City of Oroville Fire Department.
Yeah, fire district.
Yeah. Yeah, fire department. That creates two districts.
Okay. We'll include the 911 GIS map for the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department response area, as well as the City of Oroville Fire Department.
Yep, response area.
Response area.
And then the northern district will include all of the East Wayne Fire District.
Response area.
Response area.
Just add incorporated and unincorporated.
Yeah. In the unincorporated, in the incorporated and unincorporated sections of the township.
Okay, the Northern Fire District.
Remaining sections.
Mm-hmm.
Would include
the 911 GIS map of East Wayne Fire District. Response area in both the incorporated and unincorporated areas of the township.
That's correct. And then add that we will clean up. Sorry. I thought you were almost done typing.
She's only 120 words a minute.
I'd like to add one more thing to that. On the GIS map. And then for you other two guys, while she's finishing that up, the discussion. So there was some just little pockets here, like you saw Apple Creek, for whatever reason, showed some little bit of area because of the Iceland Golf Course. And there's also with Mount Eaton, because those parcels came in off, the driveway actually comes in off of Paint Township. I think I would just give direction that we just clean up those areas a little bit along the border to make sure that if it's in the township, it's township build. If it's not, then it's not. So. Just to do a border cleanup while we're at it. There is a lot of work that goes into GIS to change things. And the guy was like, I don't want to see changes coming like every 6 months, you know, there's things changing. So I think if we get things cleaned up, squared up this year, that way we don't have to next year do any more changes and cleans up and stuff like that.
And that, John, I'm going to volunteer you. I would think we pass a motion here to clean up those districts. And then I'm hoping that you have time that you can sit with Jara or her staff and GIS and do this analysis so that
mm-hmm.
A, we clean up the districts, but then we also get the revenue district correct
yes.
to the 911.
Yeah.
GIS map.
Yeah. I'll do that, and then it sounds like I'm going to be point of contact for that.
Okay.
We're going to go, and we're going to the county auditor in making the prosecutor aware of this, basically.
Yeah.
Because we already have the one open on the prosecutor side. But this will be the resolution for the auditor, letting her know this is our official decision.
To the open motion on the floor,
mm-hmm.
I will second John's resolution.
Cool. Before we do the final vote, can we have one last read on that?
Yes.
And then we'll proceed to roll call, Anita.
All right, I think this is what I have. John Hofstetter made a motion to approve resolution 2020-05-12-02, creating two fire districts defined by territory using the 911 GIS map, one in the south and one in the north. The northern fire district would include the 911 GIS map and EWFD response area in both the incorporated and unincorporated area of the township. The Southern Fire District will include the 911 GIS map for the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department response area, as well as the City of Orville Fire Department response area. These districts will be named at a later date.
Scott second.
Scott second. Are we going to add that extra about the cleanup, or you want that separate?
Separate motion.
Okay. I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
John.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item. I move that John acts as point of contact with Wayne County Auditor's Office, GIS Department, as well as WCPO. Do we need to do that? Or
no, this is just GIS.
Just GIS. To
hold on, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
To approve John Hofstetter as point of contact.
This would be number three, by the way.
It was just a motion.
Oh, you're just doing a motion on this?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were doing a resolution too.
Point of contact with Wayne County Auditor's Office, GIS Department.
Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, GIS.
Yeah, that's spelled GIS.
Department?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's getting late.
Did I say to act as point of contact or not?
To approve John Hofstetter as point of contact with Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, GIS.
Auditor. Not prosecutor.
Yeah,
auditor.
Wayne County Auditor.
You said prosecutor.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I often mistake my rights and lefts still.
Wayne County Auditor, GIS Department.
As point of contact, I don't know if we need to be specific about what that role is. I think.
Just say to be able to the ability to clean up properties that are within the Sugar Creek Township and outside of the Sugar Creek Township.
Okay, when you say clean up, I'm thinking like you're going to go and take a rake to the property. Can we specify our, like define boundaries?
Clarify borders.
Clarify borders.
Or define
that'd be better?
Clarify boundaries.
To clarify borders.
Perfect.
Yep.
It's like you put words in my mouth.
Scott would remove to for John Hofstetter to point of contact with Wayne County Auditor GIS Department to clarify borders
of the
Sugar Creek Township
response areas in Sugar Creek Township.
Of the response areas in Sugar Creek Township.
And Tom seconds that.
And this is a motion.
Yep.
All in favor of the motion that's on the floor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion passes. John becomes point of contact with the Wayne County Auditor.
I really think you're the most qualified amongst the three of us to be looking at those maps and understanding that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll keep moving forward. It's great.
Okay.
So, on that being said, we still have the rules suspended. Mr. Findlay, any questions?
If I can get a copy of the wording for the resolution for the northern and the southern, if I can get that email to me, I'll put it right in my agenda before a council member pick it up tomorrow.
Okay. Anita, is that possible?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Nussbaum.
Thank you for the direction. I will come back with a name, a raw dollar amount, and a suggested levy line. Three items I heard.
We're saying 1 year for this year.
Well, either or. I'll still give you a right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can come back top line and, yeah, and then we break it from there.
Yeah. So, with that being said, we'll be moving on to all things on the Wayne County prosecutors involving fire departments. If we're ready to move on to the next one, I'll move on. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So are we ready to move on to the handbook? It'll take all 30 seconds.
Okay. Then yes.
30 seconds on the handbook is I uploaded the stuff that we had discussed at the last meeting. And I also had the phone call conversation of why I was doing what we were doing and moving forward. She's fine with that. And I also said, by the way, this is secondary. The fire district, the fire levy, that is all primary stuff. The handbook, I will upload stuff to it. Do not feel compelled that you have to read it, review it, and give us something back for the next meeting. It is just merely, I'm going to start uploading things, and as we get time to start reviewing things, she can do so at that time when we get to the year. Our primary goal is fire department staff, and so the legal representation that we need for that is far more important than a handbook.
Yep.
But she knows that it's there. She can look at it and start digesting it as she sees fit. So there's my 30 seconds on the handbook. Anything else on Wayne County Prosecutor Matters?
None for me.
Nope.
Great. The next thing I had on our agenda would be the Al Schrader contract. And we had left that with you to, we passed a resolution going from January 1st to May 31st.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And I contacted Al Schrader to see if he would accept a reduced amount for the balance. He will reduce that by about 6% roughly, from the $25,516.25 down to $24,000 even. He did not in his statement say that we have to pay it by the end of May or anything like that. So I would say if we can, once this balance supports that payment, I think we can give him a check for 24 and see if he accepts it and
pretty sure he'll
go from there.
Okay.
Did we have anything on as a payment for him this month?
We did not.
Okay.
And I think we're gonna have to wait till July or August to be able to do anything.
Yeah, I didn't, because if you want to make a lump sum, we're gonna have to let it build up.
Yeah.
Even doing small payments is gonna be pretty tight, especially knowing that we're not sure what local governments are going to get cut, if that's going to be our general fund. We don't know.
$2 trillion, you would think there would be something out there for small towns, municipalities, rural areas. When people start driving over potholes, and I know Kevin will never let that happen, but...
He wouldn't.
No, but my point is, that really hits. I don't know. Have we seen a lot of direction from OTA on that?
On
what small townships are supposed to be doing with the,
stuff I've read there's different funding opportunities for things that are bigger townships that don't apply to us. A fire department, you can get this thing here. Well, we don't own a fire department.
Right.
You can do this for your parks department. We don't have a parks department. So the stuff that I've been seeing come across really hasn't. Cemetery, I think they were working on cemetery grant, but it's not on our agenda. I may look at something to due to the fact that we had that one guy ask about our cemetery, and I went out there and I was like, oof, it'd be nice to spruce this thing back up again. So yeah, maybe a cemetery grant would be in the back of my mind, but that's about as...
Someday.
Yeah, someday. We just don't have money.
Who has the Al Schrader contract?
Scott does.
That was me.
Okay, you still have it?
I don't have the contract. Did I get the contract?
Yes, you took the signed resolution.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to fill in the amount?
Because it had the backside of it. Had
so
the,
we're agreeing, we're filling in the amount with $24,000?
Yes, because it had the
can
appropriation.
Can I get a copy of that?
Yeah,
find
it's
it?
Either here or another stack.
Okay.
At home. Yeah.
That takes us to the end of our old business. I think new business, I don't think I had anything that came up. There's some continuing old stuff I'm still working on. I haven't got any definitive answers. That's the reason why I wasn't on there. The only thing I have is, as we were talking about, we're tight on time. next week or the following week, do we have any time, any availability to set up another meeting with KBFD, EWFD, Village, one of those two, to keep working on this whole fire department thing?
Let's
I think we shoot for a week and then see if they can make it fit.
Yeah, I'm open next week. I don't think we'll have a KBFD answer until late next week.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm not available Tuesday night next week.
And Wednesday I'm out anyway at work.
Next week is...
The following week I'm open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Following week is good for me as well.
Next week ends on the 22nd. I'm pretty open then, and then we've got a holiday on Monday.
Oh, that's right. Probably don't want to do it on Monday. Although, what are you going to really do?
And then I'm out the end of that week. So, yeah, we're down to late next week or late the following week.
And I work that Friday, the 29th.
So, I mean, maybe the 28th then really is our last possible time to have a quorum in May.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be available the 28th.
Okay.
This is for a special meeting then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this will be to meet with KBFD, EWFD, and I think if you would like to give KBFD the direction of, yes, we created the districts,
yep,
we're moving forward with that, and we kind of want to know what you want to do. We're still saying we want to know what they want to do for money-wise.
Yeah.
And we're not looking at assigning millage to it. We're going to let,
right,
again, I think give them the direction that we want dollar figures. We're not looking for millage numbers.
Right.
We want dollars because we'll let JARA, we'll let the auditor's department take care of the millage assignment to it.
Yep.
Are we setting this for sure right now? Like, put it in my calendar for sure?
I'd say pencil it, because we need to find out if East Wayne and Kittering can both attend that meeting. And so the meeting will revolve around that. And I was wondering, Tom, if you also want to talk to Orville about their feelings that, hey, we're moving forward with this project. You know, you have the last contract signed.
I can give Steve a call.
And the direction is this is the direction we're heading with the two different fire districts. Do you want to be just part of the Kittering Southern District, and we just call it the Southern District because it incorporates two departments? I don't know. See what kind of feel you get from him and in which direction. Maybe they want their own. I don't know, so. And then we can have that answer. And I'm not opposed to Orville sending a representative if they really want to. If they want to have a more in-depth conversation, to show up at that 28th.
Sure.
So. And then let's look in June, make sure we are on the same page. We're still looking at
June 9th.
June 9th is our regular meeting.
Yep.
Okay. So that's still good, Anita. That's still good for you for a regular.
Is there any challenge with those meetings being, you know, like when the first Tuesday is the first or second, does that put you under any time crunch?
Well, we moved it back. It used to be the first Tuesday.
Oh, did it? Okay.
And that was difficult.
That was,
because I didn't have bank statements.
Yeah.
The second Tuesday, it's usually okay.
Okay.
And with that special agenda we talked about earlier with the chip and seal, does the 28th give you enough time to work with Kevin to try to work with what he's got for expenditures coming up to the end of this year, what we
potentially.
Okay. So that the 28th
week. Is he going to contact me, or do I need to contact him?
You tell me how you'd prefer it, and I'll make it happen.
Have him contact me.
I will do that. And we can discuss that at the fire department thing as well. And if anything else comes up before then, I'm still working on that Armstrong stuff, so.
Is the May 28th meeting at 7 o'clock in the evening? Potentially?
Only if you want it to be.
Okay.
Are you saying you want 7 o'clock? I think you just made that decision.
Yeah, because I worked during that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just making sure it's an evening.
Maybe we'll have the doors open by then.
I think so.
Then we're going to do it here?
Yeah.
Do you want to see about availability in Kittering for any of these?
I mean, this works.
This works fine.
Okay.
My battery's almost dead, so
yeah.
I keep talking.
Got a lot of.
Okay, so as we've worked on during the meeting, we've established our next meeting as June for our regular business. We've talked about a special. Let's see here. I think we've covered everything. Is there anything else that we need to discuss at tonight's meeting? What do you think? Just plumb forgotten. You want to talk about it?
I'll just give some feedback on our relationship with Otarma.
Okay.
We had a situation this week where Kevin's renting the roller.
Yes.
And Ohio Cat needed a certificate, proof of insurance, bond, all that stuff. So mm-hmm. Kevin contacted me, and I'll tell you what, I was very impressed with Otarma's response. They sent us something, we sent it over. They said that wasn't good enough. I sent that back. She said this should make them happy. But I mean, within minutes of me emailing her, she was getting them back to us. So I was very impressed with that. That's kind of our first interaction with them. They did a very nice job.
Good deal.
Getting the information to us. So I thought I'd give you that feedback.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else? Anita, anything money-wise that's picking your brain?
No. But you gotta sign these checks.
Yep, I was gonna say, if not, let's sign some checks before we adjourn a meeting and do something we shouldn't be doing.
Oh, good. What about that entire stuff? Okay.
Thank you.
It's not entirely private.
Yeah, that hole right there is open to the bathroom.
Yeah. That's the way.
Maybe we do
want
to meet
We're gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
I got the bottom, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I start at 9:05 and go to else, gentlemen?
Nope.
Mrs. Fisher? That being said, we have another business. I move to adjourn the meeting tonight.
Second.
Cool.
9:10.
9:10. That's what I have. All in favor of adjourning this meeting, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.